are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. Hey, it's Infestation, South by Southwest 2022 edition. I'm here with Sir Dr. Wright Sulek.
Hello.
No,
here we go. Did I try that last? I don't know now. And it's been so many of these.
You did. That's fine. We went there. That's all right.
I thought same old jokes.
same old jokes. Brand new movie review. This show, we're going to be taking a look at Master.
Yeah, same old jokes, all right.
Yeah. When do you get an opportunity to do that joke?
Criminy.
Come on. Give me a break.
The Master? Maybe we did it then?
Maybe. I don't know. It was a long time ago. Forget about it. Anyway, Master is a horror film, It's definitely a horror film in ways.
Yes.
I would say it is.
What does IMDb say? It says a horror.
Yeah. It's a African-American-led horror film. It definitely is following in the footsteps of things like Jordan Peele has done and some other creators out there. But it's got its very much own feel. For one thing, it's a female directed horror film, first-time debut director for this. Mm-hmm. And it takes place at a fictional Ancaster College, which they establish as one of the oldest colleges in America. It's like, you know, at one point they joke like Harvard was like the safety school for someone who wanted to go there.
Right.
Okay, so you're like, it's not a real place, but they, like, okay, in the fiction of the movie, it is.
It's Yale.
And it follows two people on different sides of the experience, one of which, and really I would say, at least for the first half of the film, the primary character is Jasmine, played by Zoe Renee, who's an incoming black student at a school that is, you know, overwhelmingly white. There's like, I think at one point they say there are eight other black students there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she comes in and she's immediately greeted by all those fresh white faces.
Yes,
and,
including her roommate.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you scared me.
And that is a thing in the movie where it's a lot of it's on the nose about what it's trying to say, which, again, I totally understand. Yeah.
But so she, right off the bat, she hadn't even gotten her room yet. She's got the guides, the campus guys like, okay, what's your name? And they're like, oh my God, she's in that room. And she's like, oh my God, what now? And it turns out the room she's in is this sort of infamous room at school that apparently multiple people have killed themselves in, including like one not very long ago who jumped through the window.
Which, by the way, fuck you, fake Yale, because why in the hell have you like, you know what? Maybe we should close off this room.
Yes, maybe after the second one, much less like however many. Right. But they all associate it with like the story of this woman who was a witch that was killed many, many, many moons ago, that it's supposedly she picks a new incoming student every year to torture.
Yeah.
And it happens. It always goes down at 3:33 in the morning. A very Amityville horror.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you have another story going on here, a side story with Regina Hall, who's a longtime faculty member who's just been moved up to sort of master of like this dorm,
the house. Yeah. It's almost like
it's an upgrade.
Yeah. It's like an RA.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, beyond that, but she's got her own really nice house that she's moved into that also is just really old and creaky and kind of weird. And she's got her own spooky shit going on in there, like drawers opening and strange sounds and grub worms appearing in places they shouldn't be. I mean, she herself is like, okay, something is weird with this place, but she's also, I mean, she's a rationalist ultimately. She's like, doesn't jump too well. There's ghosts.
Yeah. And neither is Jasmine's character too, or she's trying not to think, is like, wait, I don't think anything's really going on. And she thinks it's just more about like her situation around her and people just not, you know, giving her the time of day, and then it turns into like, oh, maybe something is.
Yeah, and but she's having these slightly weird and building experiences, Jasmine is. But, you know, largely she gets along with the other students on the whole. I mean, yeah. There's definitely a lot. I mean, nonstop microaggressions.
Yes.
But these are all things where, while you're aware as a viewer that's what's going on, there's no malice intended by these people. They're just dumb white people.
Right, right. And they do that to Regina Hall's character too, where like, it's like, wow, you're the, oh wait, it was like, oh good, I'm glad you came. You're like, we need some flavor in this party. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It's just almost every line out of a white person's mouth in this movie is a microaggression. Like almost everything.
Yeah,
you
really
know?
Is. I mean,
you really could see this turn out to a sequel to Get Out at one point. It was funny, you know? But like the rest of the whites, the faculty is white, except for this one black teacher who's constantly like, come on girl, you're my girl. And she's like, yeah, okay. You know, back off a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But and that teacher has been having problems with Jasmine, who is convinced that for whatever reason she's targeted her, and that there was nothing wrong with this paper that she agonized over, but that this woman gave her an F for it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was about the Scarlet Letter, which seems to be a running theme through this, but I was never entirely clear what they were trying to point out with that.
I guess they read the Cliff Notes maybe of the Scarlet Letter or something, and they're just like, she's the one who has a Scarlet Letter on her. Or like, maybe it's also that because that they're the only like very few black people around and actually working or going to the college that they're just pointed out as like it's that big red A.
Well, so things start to break down really heavily during Thanksgiving break, where Jasmine's like, well, I'm not going home. And she's kind of alone in the school.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we start, the movie takes a very sharp left turn into, this is just a straight up horror film, like a ghost haunting movie, or I guess witch haunting movie,
yeah,
with a lot of the tropes that are very familiar in the genre. And, you know, it's building towards a crescendo of something is going to happen. And the weird thing is what actually ends up happening doesn't really happen till like the top of the third act. So it's like a whole story just sort of stops. And then you're like, oh yeah, Regina King is still here.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh yeah, let's continue with her story, even though it was kind of like losing steam. Cause like it was really like Jasmine's character, like that was
Regina Hall.
Jasmine's character was really interesting for the most part. Cause you know, why is she a loner? Why does she act this way? Also, like she was the top of her class from her high school. And now like she is realizing is like, oh God, I really am like alone. And, and then I'm being targeted by this witch, and it actually seems like it's really manifesting. And yeah, it ends and they're like, oh, let's end with Regina Hall. And it also has another thing that happens. There's just like out of left field.
Yeah.
And
really out of left field, like shocker moment that is like a lot of things in this movie is like relating to stories that have been in the media when it has to do with racial issues.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think if I had a problem with this movie, as much as there's so much interesting subtext going on here, it tries to do too much. It tries to throw in every last faintly relevant racially related issue into this one story. And it feels like a little silly by the time of that last shoe drops. So you're like, come on, really?
Yeah. Like I almost believe I believe there's more of a witch than this happened. Like that's ridiculous. But then again, I mean, it is referencing something that actually did happen.
Sure. The movie never actually reaches the point of being genuinely scary.
No.
But it really thinks it is. And I think part of the problem is that she ultimately, the director isn't that interested with the horror aspects here, it feels like. She really wants to make this movie that is dealing with all these racial issues, which is fine. You know, most certainly, go ahead. But all the horror stuff just feels kind of tacked on. Like, you could have made this whole movie and have like the one story of this character and the way it does without ever having horror be involved in
it. I totally agree. Yeah. It's unfortunate because I understand that like this is their first like feature film for her. So to cram those two genres, like really intense drama and then muddled horror, it just doesn't work very well. It's like, I wish you just chose either or.
Yeah.
Because then it would have been really fascinating to see like from those two points of view with like the headmaster and a student and like their kind of equal experiences going through the school, being the only black people that are in their situation basically. And then, but there's a witch and you're like, wait, what? And that was like, I know they're making up their like own lore with it. It was just kind of like, I was confused at points like, wait, so when does it appear? Like, because like, there's no, you know, when you make up your own lore, you're trying to also make up your own rules. And it seems like there was just no rules.
Yeah.
They're like, okay.
And it's like, okay, so there's multiple hauntings as well. It feels like there's a whole, like, Regina Hall's dealing with this, one of those sort of like history flashback places.
You know? Yeah. And they don't talk about like the whole school is haunted. They just talk about that room is haunted.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot that does work here. And I really genuinely liked all the performances. I like the way this was shot. There's so many good ideas. It just doesn't completely gel into, you know, a solid meal. It really doesn't.
It doesn't stick to landing.
Two white guys talking about.
Yeah, this. Let us tell you what this is about. But yeah, I agree. I mean, there is a lot to like. It's just it's the tone. We talked about it after we saw the movie. It's like, I just don't. It was trying to do too many things.
Yeah.
And none of them that well.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because I think that the idea is interesting. I would have taken out the witch part.
Yeah, but I definitely look forward to, I mean, she's obviously a very capable director and I look forward to seeing what she does next.
Yeah.
I whatever it is, whatever genre she chooses to go in, I can't imagine it's not going to be interesting. She's obviously very intelligent. This is a very intelligent script.
Yeah.
It just, like I said, I think it overextends.
That's yeah. All. Yeah. And yeah, it's shot really well.
But we will be back with more reviews from Infestation, South by Southwest 2022. Stay tuned, folks, and we'll try and cover as much as we can. We can only do so much. We got to go to the parties, right?
Come we got to party our asses off, okay? And plus, we're old. I'm like 37, and you're like 182.
182,
yeah. And you're an old man. It's not. It's
going to be 183 on March 15th.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm going to be spending your birthday with you. You might just immediately turn into a skeleton.
I've been waiting. Come on. Please.
Please take me. Over.
I never, ever should have touched that Egyptian artifact. I was like, it's been enough. Enough already.